You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Have you ever been to court? It's quite an experience. And whenever a courtroom becomes too noisy, the judge raps his gavel several times and commands, "Silence! Silence in the court!" And quiet is restored.
But if you happen to live near a train station with a continuous rumbling in the recorded voice saying, "Doors closing," you have our sympathy. And pity help you if you live near an airport where screaming jets flying overhead shake the house on its foundations.
Some of us do get accustomed to certain sounds so much that our brains seem to tune them out. When I was a small boy, we had a steam train pass right outside our front door. Because it was on a slight slope, the train shuddered and hissed. Then it would blow mournful whistles before it chuffed away. This happened every day at 2 a.m. And yes, eventually I slept right through it.
That's civilization for you, with the continual roar of traffic, machines that hiss and grind. Besides police, fire brigade and ambulance sirens, it seems they're all acceptable sounds to our modern day ears.
Silence doesn't seem to be very popular these days. We have loud TVs, blaring radios, doof cars where young people turn up the bass speakers that reverberate. Then there are beeps from microwave ovens, doorbells, phones ringing, and how about shopping malls crammed with hundreds of people and a deafening PA system? Yes, noise is king. I once heard a young man say, "I hate silence. I've got to have music, anything to fill in the emptiness." I think it comes down to his spirit. He didn't have a quiet spirit and so needed to fill in that void by noise of some sort.
I'm sure that to some folks, silence can be really unnerving. They're used to noise, maybe because it can help blot out things they'd rather not think about. TV grabs and holds your attention, as does radio. Then, of course, one of the biggest attention grabbers today are mobile phones. Our ears are assaulted everywhere by loud conversations I'm sure we'd rather not hear.
Absolute silence is a rare thing today. And yet it's probably something we all need to experience. I remember the time we went caving with a young people's group down into a deep caving system. When we reached a large cavern, we all sat in silence. Apart from us hearing our breathing, silence was absolute. It left a deep impression on us all.
There are so many instances where people have found God in the stillness. It has enabled them to think, to take stock of their lives. The prophet Elijah discovered this when he wanted God to communicate with him. Did the Lord speak with a voice of thunder? Was it a storm, an earthquake, a raging inferno? No, strangely, the Lord chose to speak with his servant in a still, small voice.
Today, we are surrounded by all kinds of unrest and turmoil. Maybe you feel a longing for peace and quiet in your very being. We often speak about the storms of life and how descriptive those words are, with political uncertainties, financial stress, insecurity of our jobs, health problems and so on. There seems to be no escape. I'm sure Jesus' disciples felt insecure when they were caught in a violent storm at sea. The account tells us that they were terrified, but then suddenly Jesus commanded the raging winds and the crashing waves to cease. He said, "Peace, be still," and calmness descended.
Jesus can do that very same thing today. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ will calm all those fears and quell all the pressures and stress in your life if you'll only trust him. His promises are very real. Listen to this from the Bible. "Cast all your care on him, for he cares for you." And remember, he is the only one who cared enough to die on the cross for your sins. Why not come to him today?
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.